Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Some of the good news here. Nico Collins returns again. He continues to practice this week, and they look pretty confident that he will be ready to go on Monday against the Cowboys. Derek Stingley, who in the injury report yesterday had a hip issue, he is returned to practice and looks to be ready to go as well. And then, Clint, these are the ones to look at. Will Anderson, who's got that high ankle sprain, Kamari Lassiter with a concussion, they did not practice today as well, and I would imagine probably not a good sign for those two playing in the game. And to go a little further, according to Aaron Wilson, the Texans, with their Pro Bowl defensive end, Will Anderson Jr., who has the ankle issue, is to remain on the active roster. Recovery from the injury suffered against the Jets is going well, per league sources. The hope is to get him back out there in the next few weeks. Excuse me. Priority is the stretch run for December. So that is the latest there with those two guys.
Well, it looks like I'm going to have to throw the towel in on my ankle sprains not being that big of a deal, because, boy, it seems like every time the Texans sprain an ankle, they miss a month.
Don't forget to bring a towel. So,
yeah, I mean, I guess. Well,
they got the high ankle sprains.
I mean, I wasn't lying. I mean, damn, I really felt that way. But this is the damnedest thing. I mean, you sprain an ankle and miss a month plus. But if getting him right, is what's going on here, and you know, giving him a chance to completely recover and be active in the three most important games left on his schedule, which is once against Jacksonville and twice against Tennessee, then so be it. I can get down with that approach.
Yeah, so like when you read that report, the thought is he's potentially definitely going to be out this week and maybe some other games as well. And it is, as you say, man, it is a loss. This guy has been your best defensive player this year, and it does change the game. Now, luckily for you, if you were able to do what you did against the Detroit Lions, you feel pretty good about trying to go to battle against the Cowboys, who all of a sudden stink, the Jags, the Titans. There's that three-game stretch, but you feel pretty good about that.
Well, this is where the Danico Autry sign comes in huge. You know what I mean? Like, I speak for myself. I personally spent so much time with the Danico Autry because they try to say that he's an inside help, and he's just not, unless it's third down and obvious passing situation. Not saying he can't play there, but he's better suited to come off the end. And so right now, when you set Will Anderson, which you'd never want to do, but when you do, to have Danico Autry as well as Danielle Hunter to start the game at the end, you've got, I mean, again, I don't know that there's, in terms of where your tandem of defense, starting defensive ends ranks in the league, I don't know that you drop a whole hell of a lot with that tandem. They're both pretty capable of doing a big-time job, a jam-up job, and pretty capable of changing the game, as we saw Danico Autry do that, hell, I think twice last week. So good to have Danico Autry in the building, and I think the defense, I don't think they're going to miss Will Anderson when he's gone as much as one would think, because how deep they are at that defensive end position. Because you got Jerry Hughes, you can pop in there.
Barnett.
Now. You got Derek Barnett, you can pop in there now. The defensive ends on this team are the least of your worries, even with Will Anderson out.
And with the thought of Autry, who you thought may be a tweener, you get You get what's my man's name back this week? Mario Edwards Jr. You get him back coming off a suspension, so you're still pretty good.
Another body in a rotation that's played well. Yeah,
that's played well. So they should be all right across the defensive line, but it's still Will Anderson Jr. the way he has played, you know, and his 7.5 sacks that he's already had. I mean, I saw a board, Clint. He was top five midseason as defensive player of the year award candidate.
Now I think he's a long ways away from number one, but I don't think that that's a stretch. Reality of it is you know, he's on the verge, and again, you got to do it for multiple weeks throughout a season and probably for more than one season, but he's on the verge of being in the conversation with the T.J. Watts, the Aiden Hutchinsons, the Micah Parsons. Like, he's on the verge of that, and listen to those around him, he's just scratching the surface of what he's capable of doing. And so there's no denying at this point, at least not for me, there's no denying that Will Anderson is on the verge of being that caliber player. But just where he's at right now, where this football team is at right now, that's one of the deeper position groups. And so I think the, you know, him being out, I think this team is going to be able to weather that storm okay.
Yep. So that's the latest there. Kamari Lassiter, Will Anderson Jr., we see the injury report come out. Those are two names we're going to be really looking at. But Nico Collins, Derek Stingley back on the practice field look like they're primed and ready to go for the game coming up on Monday night. All right. As we get closer to this game, you know, yesterday, you know, the week is kind of pushed back because the game is on Monday. But it's been interesting. There's been a bit of a trend of what we've been hearing from many of the people. And we heard from CJ yesterday. We heard from D'Amico yesterday. Bobby Slowick has been speaking today. And there's kind of been of a trend. And D'Amico kind of started it off yesterday when he spoke, and he spoke about maybe seeing something off of last week's game, especially the second half for CJ against the Lions and what he wants to see coming up Monday night.
I'd like to see CJ just go out and cut it loose, right? You know, a lot has been probably said about the miscues of what CJ has done. But CJ has done a lot of great things for our team throughout this entire year. Full, complete trust in CJ. Let him go out and rip it. Cut it loose. Play fast. Play fun, man. CJ is why we are where we are right now. Right? We're sitting in a really good spot because of him. And he's an exceptional talent. I love working with CJ. I love his mindset. And I'm looking for him to come out and attack this game.
All right, that's him talking about CJ. Bobby Slowick today had comments about CJ and kind of, you know, pumping CJ up and in a similar vein of what D'Amico was saying. CJ said had a pep talk with Dalton Schultz. It seems like that has been a big thing this week and how they are approaching things about CJ, like really, really kind of giving, you know, that push of positivity towards CJ and the hope of and building him up. It seems like we're hearing that a lot from people in the organization.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. This is the first, like, my mind, when I was listening to all this audio from CJ yesterday and D'Amico today, or yesterday as well, but listening to it all, I'm on the verge of being a little worried. I guess I just hadn't looked at it through the lens of this is a young quarterback that hadn't dealt with a whole lot of adversity in his football world anyway. And, you know, we've gone from multiple players only team meetings
to at least two of those
to like you said, pep talks with Dalton Schultz of all people to. Now we've got D'Amico Rines, who clearly is going above and beyond to let C.J. Stroud know that they believe in him and that they wouldn't be here. I'll give you a perfect example. Like the whole we wouldn't be, you know, that, you know, that's the number one line that coaches and teammates and fans of mine, when I fumbled against Tennessee, that's what I've got. Hey, man, we wouldn't be here without you, man. Keep your head up, man. The world's not going to end. Like, you start hearing stuff like that, and I don't know. I'm kind of leaning towards a way of, man,
like this, almost feel like he's been down on himself.
Well, last week, you know, we had a conversation, Ron, and I remember saying, like, it seems like they're like D'Amico and all the everything's fixable and everything's going to be okay. It seems like they're protecting somebody.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.